Good morning. IMPD is still on the scene of the area of North Fairfield and College Avenues, where they're investigating the discovery of a woman's body found early this morning near an alley. 911 dispatchers received the call around 5:30 from a passerby on his way to work. The woman was apparently shot multiple times, and they're trying to identify who she was. The story is continuing to develop. The community is gathering today to say goodbye to one of our community's legends. Albert Spurlock was a former teacher, track coach, and assistant basketball coach under the legendary Ray Crow at Crispus Attucks High School. He was a former track star at the University of Illinois in the 1930s, as well as arguably one of the oldest members of Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity in the nation at the time of his death last week. This, according to one of his fellow local fraternity members and community activists, Guy Russell. Russell says lifelong fitness was important to Spurlock.
He used to run, even in his late 80s, around the neighborhood. He lived on the northwest side of Indianapolis. And when he couldn't run, he would walk. So I'm sure he felt that that was necessary to his health and proved to be, since he passed away at age 101 years.
He was married to Ozma Spurlock, the former head of Indiana's EEOC. Albert Spurlock services are today at 11 a.m. at St. Thomas Aquinas Church in the 4600 block of North Illinois. A bill that would essentially strip the superintendent of public instruction, Glenda Ritz, of her power is moving forward. The Indiana House passed a bill yesterday that would allow the State Board of Education to elect its own chair. Currently, the responsibility is automatically given to the elected superintendent of public instruction. The bill now goes to the Senate for consideration. Governor Pence ordered an emergency review of the I-STEP test yesterday because Indiana now knows the test will take students too long to complete, around 12 hours. It's only taken 6 hours in the past, but more rigorous standards are now in place. He's calling in national experts to learn how to shorten the test. A teacher at William Penn School number 49 is accused of punishing students by taping their hands and feet to the floor. IPS confirmed yesterday that they're investigating a classroom activity involving tape, but says to their knowledge, it's not linked to any disciplinary action. Parents say as many as 7 children were restrained and made to stand in front of the class while the teacher took pictures. A Marion County judge is urging school officials to cut down on arresting kids at school. Fox 59 News says Judge Marilyn Moores recently sent a letter to superintendents saying locking up kids doesn't seem to be helping much. She says they're filling up the juvenile detention center for school code violations rather than breaking the law. An Indiana family advocacy group is addressing the problem of teen violence and dropout rates. The Indiana Healthy Marriage and Family Coalition says a big problem is the growing number of teens without committed fathers in the household. The coalition is resuming forums for this year, and tonight is the first of many from 6 to 8 p.m. at Martin University. There they'll focus on family law. The White House is going to ask Congress this week to approve continued military action against ISIS. The Obama administration will send a proposal to Capitol Hill today or tomorrow. The request will reportedly be for a 3-year mission. The White House will also call for restrictions on U.S. combat troops on the ground. Two Virginia TV stations are reporting that authorities have charged Jesse Matthew with first-degree murder in the death of University of Virginia student Hannah Graham. The 18-year-old from the Washington, D.C. suburb of Fairfax County, Virginia, disappeared back on September 13th. Her remains were found about a month later. Bobby Christina Brown remains in the hearts and minds of many as she continues to fight for her life. ABC News reports that several hundred people gathered at a vigil organized by her family last night in Riverdale, Georgia. The vigil, called Shining a Light for Healing, was open to the public. In sports, San Antonio Spurs head coach Greg Popovich became the 9th NBA coach to win 1,000 games when the Spurs beat the Pacers, yes, our own Pacers, 95-93 at Bankers Life Fieldhouse last night. For the Pacers, up next, they'll take on the Pelicans tomorrow. Weather forecasters have bad news for people digging out from under all that snow in Boston. Another foot of snow could fall on the region by the end of the week. The Boston area has gotten more than 70 inches of snow in the past 30 days. Commuter trains and schools have been shut down, and a state of emergency has been called in that area. But back here, woo, no snow. Cloudy, though. Rays of sunshine are expected a little bit later and a high of 36. Make it a great day and listen to us all day here on the stations. I'm Kim Wells for 106.7 WTLC and TLCNaptown.com.